afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live from Green Bay, Wisconsin, across the street from Lambeau Field, live on all the Cheesehead TV social channels. We're kicking it after hearing from Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers. The Packers have held a walkthrough today that we were not privy to. No public, no media. We did get to hear from some of the guys, and now I want to hear from you. Mostly, I want to know, have you downloaded your Underdog Fantasy app yet? Get on that. It's the best and easiest place to play fantasy football for big cash prizes. An Underdog Fantasy, you just draft. No need to worry about waivers, lineups, or injuries. Underdog handles it all for you. Go to underdogfantasy.com or download the app. Draft a season-long best ball team, and that's it. No in-season management. And you get a free $25 in bonus cash if you use the code CHEESEHEAD when you make your first deposit. And you can take your shot at a $1 million grand prize in their fantasy football tournament. So get on it, people. Underdog Fantasy is where it's at. Good morning. People saying good morning. I guess they're in different spots than I am. It is now officially afternoon. Banky actually let you in his house. He lets me in his house every day. Please. I get Facebook ads for Underdog and I blame you. Just promotion emotion, baby. I'm here for it. Nags, will 17 get an extension soon? Hold on. Hold on a sec. Hey, Brian. Yeah, it's Aaron. Yeah, no, LOL on YouTube is wondering if Devontae is getting an extension soon. Awesome. Cool. Thanks. Take it easy. Brian says probably. There you go. I miss Packers trivia. John, you got to wait till next offseason. That's when we traditionally do it. But thanks for checking it out. Love doing the trivia in the offseason. It's a good time. What are your thoughts on Rodgers' comments on his and Goody's relationship? I think it's like he said last week. It's professional. Kind of danced around it, right? And I think that's not a surprise. Although they were seen yesterday talking on the practice field. That's a good thing, right? Communication is key. But I don't think they're ever going to be best friends. I don't think they're ever going to be hanging out, going to the movies together or anything. But as long as they're talking, I'm happy. That's a big step. I feel like you can make that joke for half the questions. Kyle, there are always lots of crystal ball questions, but you know, sometimes I have a little tiny bit of insight. Usually not. But every once in a while you just gotta call the big guy himself. On my lunch break, pleasant surprise to catch you on one of these live. Matthew, welcome. Thanks for hanging out and talking some Packers. Didn't want to do it early in the morning before we heard from LaFleur and Rodgers, because who knows what news gets made or what gets said in those sessions. So I thought I'd just wait till midday after we hear from them, especially since there's no practice today. Don't want to miss Super Chats. What's up, Dat Crispy Boy? Hey, Nags, how about yesterday when the Ant-Man picked off the bad man who then crawled into the bleachers to fire up the crowd? I love this team. It was fun, no doubt about it, though I got a little nervous. I got to admit, just where my head goes. Jair into the stands. We don't know who's vaccinated and who's not. Man, just chill on the interacting with the fans. There's a whole reason they have things cordoned off and the fans can't like high five or get autographs or whatever in the dream drive. You know, they want to limit those interactions. Love the enthusiasm. I love it, but let's not get Jair on the COVID list. That's all. But it was a great play. And we heard Aaron Rodgers talk about it a little bit ago. It was a cover one. I did wonder how Jair just kind of materialized out of nowhere on the over route. He said, you know, Jair had Funchess one-on-one up the left sideline on a go route, and he legit just fell off. And I will say, there have been times when I'm playing Madden when the corner does that, and I'm like, no corner would ever know. He would have to have eyes in the back of his head. Apparently Jair, eyes in the back of his head. That was some serious Jedi stuff from Jair yesterday. Saul, thanks for the super chat. Do you think TJ Slayton will have a big role? Hard for him not to. Whenever he steps on the field, he's pretty big. I don't know about big role. I think he'll be an early down guy, clearly. That's one of the reasons he was drafted, fill up that middle. You know, he's got to earn it, as Matt would say. But yeah, I think he'll, maybe not significant minutes, but I think he'll see the field early and often on first and second down. No doubt about that. Ben Braden making good out of his opportunities. Joey, so far, I like what I've seen. It's really hard to see line play, how they have us positioned on the sideline this year. But he keeps getting put into the mix at left guard. He's kind of rotating there with Runyon and maybe one or two other guys. But he's certainly in the mix, and so far so good. We've obviously only had one day of pads, only one session of one-on-ones, but yeah, he definitely looks the part. Pleasant surprise. Nathan, thanks for the super chat. Star QBs and the rule of thirds don't mix. Hashtag Uyghur season. I'm going to pretend like I know what that means. Uncultured, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. So, Nags, the Giants having that dust up in camp reminded me of the Yurkovich's younger brother in Packers camp decades ago. Pappies. That's an old school pull right there. Favre told that story when he was here in Green Bay a couple years ago on stage with Steve Young. Yeah, camps just aren't the same around here anymore. Ain't that kind of fire and brimstone in Green Bay anymore. They've evolved. Not so much with Joe Judge and the Giants. More yards, 12 and 17 is 12 doesn't leave, or Favre and Sharp if he never gets hurt. A lot going on there, Bryson. I probably Favre and Sharp, just because Favre didn't look at anybody else. Rodgers at least throws to a few other people every once in a while. Favre just fed Sharp like it was stupid. Is there a cause for concern at cornerback two with King being King and Stokes struggling? Northwoods, I don't. This is not on you. I know this is a thing that when you're just reading stuff on the internet, how you're probably coming to it. Stokes, I would not categorize Stokes as struggling. I would categorize Stokes as young. I would also say that Josh Jackson has been having a nice, quiet camp. And who knows what you got with KB Onento, who had a nice play the other day. Kadar Holman still in the mix. No, I'm not worried about anything when it comes to the Packers. Certainly not cornerback two. Look, they've won a ton of games with Kevin King at corner. They've gotten to two NFC championship games with him now, obviously. He had a brain fart at the end of the first half there last January, but you can win. You can win with Kevin King. And Stokes is going to continue to learn and develop. He's a young guy. There's no question about it. He's going to take his lumps, especially against Devontae fucking Adams, which is who he's been going against a lot so far throughout camp. I mean, so much ball game left there. How's the Packers training camp evolved over the last 20 years? More player friendly? Oh, Brandy, absolutely. The old heads would probably tell you it's gotten soft, but as I said, talking to Rock a couple days ago, they're just smarter about it now. It's a lot less physical. They're on the field a lot less, a lot more classroom work. It's just being smarter and keeping guys fresh for the long season ahead, especially now that they're doing 17 games. You got to keep, how many times have we seen down the stretch, the team that is healthiest is usually the one knocking on the door of the Super Bowl or in the Super Bowl. I mean, you take that look at the NFC Championship game. Tampa Bay was healthy up front. They got Vita Vea back at just the right time on that defensive side, and their offensive line was intact. The Packers, not so much. Big reason they lost that game is because David Bakhtiari was hurt. So, yeah, I think people just have evolved. I think McVay, Shanahan, that whole group, obviously of which LaFleur is one of them, they've just kind of moved forward past the traditional training camp, and I think it's the Packers and football in general is probably better for it. Kyle, thanks for the super chat. Do you expect Aguilar to get thrown in a bunch of packages again like they tried, or has his expected role decreased? It's really hard to say, Kyle, until we get him back out there, right, coming off that ACL. I would suspect they're going to utilize him as much as they possibly can. I think they really like him as a player. You never really know, though, with a guy coming off an ACL, what he's going to look like. Is the explosion going to be the same? Is the change of direction, all the wiggle, is that all going to be there? Those are things they're going to have to determine once they get him out on the practice field for real. He looks good in rehab. We see him every day doing stuff off to the side, and you would never know there's something wrong with that knee, or there was something wrong with that knee. But, yeah, I would suspect they'll at first bring him along slowly, but I think once the games mean something, I suspect we'll see quite a bit of DeGuara. I think they can utilize him a lot of different ways. As long as I don't see zone on third and long, yeah, I feel you, man. I feel you. But you got to mix it up sometimes, though. Legless, thanks for the super chat. Do Kevin King's shoulders look stronger this year? It's funny you say that because we barely see Kevin. He's been inside the Hudson Center the majority of training camp so far. He always seems to come out like right towards the end. But other than that, we don't get to see a whole lot of him. Bakhtiari, too. Both of them are spending the majority of their time inside. So, but yeah, I don't know about the shoulders. Uncultured, thanks to the super chat. Better receiver, Jeff Query or Jeff Janis? Pappies. And yes, I go old school because I'm an old head. I remember the hard times. Hey, amen, brother. I remember them right along with you. Jeff Query or Jeff Janis? Come on, you got to go with Query simply for the mullet. It's an easy one. We all know this. Brett, thanks for the super chat. Stokes getting burned out there. Good reps, though. I mean, he's getting burned by Davante Adams, though. I mean, I saw him get beat on an over by Lazard once. But for the most part, yeah, he's going up against the best wide receiver in the game. He's going to get beat. The question is can he learn from it? That's the big question. Brett Hundley season in Indy. Joey, it's looking like it. Oh, my God. The Colts have such a good team. They just can't get it right at quarterback. It's crazy. Gospel, why let Tim Boyle walk and go with Kurt? Man, look, I'm on record several times saying I wish they would have kept TBLS. I loved how he looked last summer. I suspect, you know, they want to, you know, keep, they want to elevate Jordan Love. They want to keep his development rolling. They didn't want something getting in the way of that. And I think Tim probably would have outplayed him this summer. And they're just trying to get as many reps for Love as possible. You know, be bringing Kurt. He's a developmental guy. He's a guy who maybe makes the practice squad, if that. You know, it's no shade to Kurt. Love the guy. But I just think it's about roster construction, you know. You keep Tim Boyle. Now you're splitting reps in camp. And at the end of camp, what are you going to do? You're probably going to have to cut Tim Boyle. You're not cutting Jordan Love. So, yeah, I'm not a fan of it. I love keeping good quarterbacks around. But I hope he goes and wins that job in Detroit and comes back and shows the Packers what's up. I love him as a player. So sad to hear about Bailey Gaither retirement. Guy looked promising. Yeah, you know, you never really know. I got asked about this on Twitter the other day because I've had a couple retirements already in camp. And look, in this day and age, guys can get to camp and realize, you know, this ain't it for me. This is not what I want. Maybe it's a little overwhelming, or maybe they just flat out, you know, just don't want to do it anymore. And I don't think there's a stigma around it like there used to be. I think it's become a little bit more accepted that, you know, I thought I was going to give it this go and I get into camp and this is not the life for me. I got no problem with that. And look, you don't have to look much further than that catch he had last week where he got upended and landed on his head. And that's the kind of play that could drastically alter your life as far as a neck injury goes. But yeah, it's just, it's a tough gig, especially at the bottom of a depth chart where, you know, let's be real, his chances of making this roster were pretty damn minimal. So I got no problem with it. But I agree with you. I thought, you know, he did some nice things. Nice question, Nags, you had for Aaron Rodgers today. It was cute to see the smirk on his face during his response. You know, my smirk to question ratio is pretty decent when it comes to Aaron. I try to keep that up. Boyle is better than Goff. I agree, Justin. I very much agree, especially after what we saw last summer. You made it live. What's up, Western? How you doing? Krista, Rodgers and Goody chatting yesterday. I hope that's a good sign. As long as they're communicating. I don't, like I said earlier, I don't think they're ever going to be best buds. But, as long as they're talking, that's a very good thing. Hey, but speaking of Aaron Rodgers, I want to drop something on you guys right now. You guys, come on. It is time to get your official Green Bay Packers yearbook with Aaron Rodgers on the cover. And let's be honest, this is probably the last cover he's ever going to be on with the Packers. So you want to head to PackersYearbook.com. That's PackersYearbook.com. And you can order your own Green Bay Packers yearbook. You get 10% off when you use code CHEESEHEADTV. That's CHTV. Code CHTV at PackersYearbook.com. And new this year, these fine folks have not only offered up the yearbooks, but you can also get a Game Day magazine digital subscription. So you get the Game Day program emailed to you every single week. You know, for hyper nerds like Corey and myself, we love that. And if you're a hyper nerd like us, you're going to want that too. Head to PackersYearbook.com. Use code CHTV to get 10% off. Because that is the goodness. Robin, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Slayton pick six must have gotten a cheer. Real help for Kenny. I am telling you what right now. I had a lot of people on my Twitter talking about and using GIFs of BJ Raji. This was so much more than the BJ Raji pick six athletically. He actually ran like 20 yards. Like, Raji was like right there and basically walked into the end zone, the ball held up, whatever. Big man was moving. Like, he did, the ball went up in the air, Slayton caught, cradled it, and just took off. It was phenomenal. It was just a great sight. Absolutely love it. Levi, professionals. I suspect that's in response to the idea that Gutekunst and Rogers were talking on the field yesterday. And yes, 100% professionals. When you get drinks with LaFleur, order him an old-fashioned. John, I will do so. Rogers has all the targets he needs, good running game, and better defense. No more excuses. No more excuses, says Michael. Duly noted. I'll let him know. Are we Super Bowl material with Rogers at quarterback, Daniel? 1,000,000,000%. Yes, they are absolutely one of the favorites out of the NFC. No question about it. Anyone who tells you differently is lying to you. Do I have to be a Cheesehead TV member to smoke you in Madden? No, you can head to the Gemming account. Hold on a second. Let me find you this link. What? There you go. You're on Twitter? All right. Hold, please. Let me just give you this link, and I'll show you how you can sign up so I can whoop your ass. Because that's, you know, that's how it works. Come on. Okay, there we go. And this is good for everybody. If you want to check out this link in the that I'm throwing up in the comments, there's tons of different ways you can get involved and support Cheesehead TV. One of which is, yes, you can throw down a little cash and have me smoke you in Madden. You're supporting a good cause. You're supporting devoted to Packers fans worldwide. You're supporting connecting Packers fans from around the world while getting your ass kicked by me in Madden. It's a good time. I hope our defense can stop a team on their first possession. David, why you got to bring up old stuff? It's a new world, man. It's a new day. We're looking forward, not looking back.
And I totally agree with you.
Tell me I'm wrong. He's 1-4 in NFC Championship games. Michael, you are wrong. You know why? Because quarterback wins and losses are not a stat. Thank you for playing. Have a great night. Yes, he put Ladarius Gunter on Julio Jones. He had Kevin King lose Scotty Miller at the end of the first half. He made Aaron Jones fumble. You're right. Holy cow, how silly of me. Oh, wait, no, you're wrong. Because quarterback wins and losses are not a stat. If you learn nothing else from Cheesehead TV, learn that. I can't wait for preseason. I'm so excited. Joan, I'm right there with you. There's so many great young players on this team that I think a lot of people have not seen yet. They're going to get kind of their preview in front of a Packers fan audience in a couple weeks. I'm so excited about it. Xbox or PlayStation? Justin's got to be on Xbox. Unless you guys want to buy me a PlayStation, and I'll smoke you on that too. It'll be all good. I just want defense to wrap their freaking arms, Daniel. 1,000,000,000% correct. Yes. Can we wrap up? Can we tackle? Hey, speaking of wrapping up and physicality and the defense, look out for Henry Black. They've got a package that they've been working on with Amos dropping down into the box. Black takes that safety spot opposite Savage, and this kid likes to hit, and he likes to wrap up. He wrapped up on A.J. Dillon the other day. Yes, 2 days ago. I was like, this kid likes to hit. I like it. How about Bostic fumbling the onside? So much for the QB stat. Robin, thank you. Yep. Aaron Rodgers said, hey, you know what? Hey, Brandon, I got stuff I want to do next week or a couple weeks from now. I don't want to go to the Super Bowl. Can you just, like, you know, fuck up this onside kick for us so I can go home? You're absolutely right. Jake, thanks for the super chat. If Runyon looks solid at guard, any chance Jenkins plays right tackle when Bakhtiari comes back? I would suspect not. They'll probably keep him at left guard. I think they like both Billy and now Kelly at right tackle. I think there's a chance Kelly beats out Billy for the right tackle spot, but I think they'll keep Jenkins at guard. And that's not 100%, obviously. That's just guesswork on my part, but from what they've said, that's what it sounds like. Kyle, buy a PlayStation like the cool kids. Kyle, maybe we start another, you know, since the Pappy's Fund was such a success, maybe we'll start a PlayStation Fund. That's a good idea. And you've started it with your $9.99 Super Chat. Thank you very much. Uncultured, thanks for the Super Chat. When do we get Nagler, Grossi, Madden Challenge 3, Pappies? I only know one thing. Tom Grossi is going to be in town next week. And Corey Banky has an Xbox sitting in his living room. I'm not saying. I'm just saying. Popeye's Beef, what's up? Thanks for the Super Chat. PS5 Fund. There we go. We've moved on to the PS5 Fund. I like it. Hey, you know what else I like? looking good, representing the Packers year round, which is what we all try to do, right? It's what we all try to do and what you should do all the time, wherever you are. So get yourself one of these fine Acme Packers hoodies. Look at this thing. Go to VINFL.com. That's VINFL.com. Use code CheeseheadTV to get 15% off. You can wear it year round and look stylish. Supporting the Packers, supporting Cheesehead TV. Do it, people. Get on it. All right, everyone. I'm going to have to get going. Can't thank you enough for all the super chats, all the interaction, hanging out each and every day, talking Packers. I'll be back early tomorrow morning prior to practice. They'll be back on Nitschke Field at 10 a.m. local time. We'll probably get Matt again at 9:40 a.m. local time. I'll probably go live 9 Central, 10 Eastern like normal. So be on the lookout for that, and then I'll have my extra cheese after practice. In the meantime, please hit like on this video, subscribe to the channel, tell your friends, tell your family, Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.